This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid delivered last night.
We can't disclose the details of what we've done, but believe me, we've got something that's good that I think is very, for us, it moves this bill way down the road.
Does it move the health care reform bill down the road? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick was there when Harry Reid disclosed that agreement had been reached. The abortion issue is apparently off the table. The bill in the Senate moves on to where? Todd, good morning.
Hi, John. Good morning. Well, the bill in the Senate moves on to a big shopping job, really. They have to shop this deal around to the Democratic caucus. They wouldn't share a lot of details with us last night because they don't even want to share it with members yet. Of course, by about 8 o'clock this morning, everyone will know pretty much every detail. The senators can't hide it from each other.
But why this cloak and dagger kind of thing? What are they worried about here?
Well, they don't have a Congressional Budget Office score. They don't know how much this is going to cost, and that's a critical issue. And I think there's probably some contentious details in here that they would like to control the message on to some of their members, because they are counting every single vote. They will, if this bill passes, it will pass with 60, not 61,
right,
not 60 and a half. So they're counting every nose.
And let's talk about the public option. We've been reporting this morning that the so-called full-blown public option is out of this bill. The compromise is let some people buy into Medicare, right?
That's right. That's part of the compromise. Let people between 55 and 64 buy into the Medicare program. It's unclear how much they would have to spend, although it appears from what we got confirmed last night that government subsidies wouldn't be available for those purchases until 2014 or 2015. So it would be a little more expensive at first. And then there's another part that replaces the public option, setting up kind of a federal employees benefit like healthcare plan. It's basically a menu of private plans that are nonprofit. These are private plans, but it would be administered by the government. That would be another choice on the exchange.
Let's just
for
talk
people younger than 55.
So for people younger than 55, there'd be a federally administered, basically subcontracted healthcare program that the feds would maintain the cost on, but it would be a private program.
Correct. And that might be politically saleable to a lot of people, because it's the exact same thing members of Congress get. So imagine the political attractiveness of that, John. Hey, this, you get what members of Congress get. On the other hand, a lot of liberals aren't going to like it, because they have vowed to vote for a strong public option. Russ Feingold was
right,
part of these negotiations, and he issued a statement last night saying, I appreciate the good faith effort, but I'm voting for a strong public option. That's it.
So from here on, the drama is going to star not the Olympia Snows of the Senate, but the Feingolds and the Liebermans and the Ben Nelsons, right?
Yes and also no, because somebody like Ben Nelson is a wild card. He didn't get his abortion amendment. He has said he will not vote for this bill without stricter language on abortion. So it's possible that Ben Nelson is out no matter what's in this thing, which means you then shop really hard for Olympia Snow or Susan Collins.
Todd, call me wacky, call me wonky. Isn't Medicare a public option?
Medicare is a gigantic public option, but the beauty of this is you don't have to create a new bureaucracy. You already have a gigantic one.
All right, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick on the progress in the Senate last night. Healthcare reform moves on to the shopping spree around the Senate. They need 60 votes. Thanks, Todd.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.